Now, for the past few weeks, internet users in Turkey have been unable to get onto some websites run by Google. They were accidentally blocked by the Turkish authorities as they tried to enforce a ban on the website YouTube, which is owned by Google. The Turkish government is unapologetic. It says if the internet giant wants the ban lifted, it'll have to register itself in Turkey and pay taxes there. Campaigners against censorship are up in arms, accusing Turkey of ranking alongside China and Iran for its levels of censorship. Our correspondent Jonathan Head is in Turkey.
Just try to imagine life without YouTube or Google. Today there's only a handful of countries where these two giants of the internet are not available. Countries like Iran and sometimes China. But Turkey, aspiring EU member and model democracy for the Muslim world. Yes, Turkey has been blocking access to YouTube for the past 2 years and is now interrupting many Google services too. And that has crippled the IT of the many small businesses here in Istanbul that rely on Google for their servers and email systems, like graphic designers Özlem and Perim.
You can't imagine that something like this is going to happen. We paid for it for 3 years thinking that, like, oh, you know, it will be out of our minds. We don't have to think, oh, did we pay our server fees and whatnot? So we paid in advance, and now it's like, well, you paid for nothing, basically. Yeah, you paid for a blocked account, pretty much.
Google, I cannot believe it. It's Google. I was really shocked, and I used the F word in Twitter. What's going on?
I don't know if they were thinking about this for a long time, but they didn't bother to, you know, make an announcement. Hey, guys, you know, we're going to... It's just... shows you how much respect your government has for you, basically. Mm. Or the taxpayer, pretty much.
So, who's behind these restrictions? That's where it gets murky in Turkey. Sedat Kuzlolu is the technology editor for Radikal newspaper.
The blocking process is very unclear. For example, they have 8 catalog crimes that lets them block the sites without court order, like child pornography, Atatürk issues and so on. And there are some blockings based upon complaints. It's very difficult to find the responsible person.
The only place you can look for answers is the capital Ankara, the heart of bureaucratic and military power in Turkey, where most of the censorship orders emanate.
I'm standing inside the imposing mausoleum of the man who in many ways is the reason for Turkey's current internet censorship drive. Kemal Atatürk, the country's founding father, died more than 70 years ago, long before the internet was even thought of. But it's those trying to preserve his reputation and heritage who are pushing to block websites like YouTube.
His tomb is well enough protected by a 24-hour honour guard. But many people in Turkey believe he also needs protecting from the derogatory videos that show up from time to time on YouTube. And the man whose job it is to block or remove those videos is Osman Nihat at the Information Technologies Authority.
Those are insulting videos to founder of Turkish Republic, Mr. Kemal Atatürk. This is our sensitivity. You know, this is our country. They should see this and they should obey this. This is nothing to be ashamed of.
Understand that you have a job to do. The courts do their job. But is blocking all sensitive material more important than the well-being of thousands of small businesses whose services are crippled now?
If you ask me a personal question, which is more important, the answer is different. But if you ask me as a government person, I would say this is a court decision and there is a law. I have to apply the court decision and the law.
The Turkish government has now confused the issue even more by suggesting that if Google sets up a company here and pays local taxes, the ban could be lifted. For its part, Google has offered to block access in Turkey to sensitive material, but will not meet the Turkish demand to remove it entirely from YouTube. For long-suffering internet users here, there is no happy ending in sight.
Jonathan Head reporting from Turkey.